Wait for the kazoos. The kazoos are coming. Yep. Hit it. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thank you. That was the recorder ensemble that we heard in the beginning of the studio.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We love you, Allison. I would love to play your song, but I forget the artist. It's called Big Bang. Just looking that up in YouTube does not get me very far. So you know what we're going to do? As you requested, we're going to play the Big Bang Theory theme song.
Oh, my God.
Because you love the show just so much.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Bang!
Since the dawn of man,
it's the second verse. Oh my God. This is, I've never heard this. They only play the first verse. We're gonna fade it out.
They tried to leave, but they were late and they all died. The oceans in Pangaea, see a wooden bar be a set in motion by the same big bang. It all started with the big bang.
Oh, we're getting another phone call. This can't be good. Hi, you're on the air with WMFO.
Hey, I'm just the next DJ. It's John. My ID's not working.
Oh, hi, John.
I could get a let in. Hey.
Yeah, we can come let you in, for sure.
Right,
DJ
cool.
Time Cop is on his way.
Sweet.
Do you want to plug your show on the air really quick while you're here?
Sure.
You're on the air?
Okay. I was like, am I on the air? All Chat is up next. You know, the video game talk show. We're actually going to be talking about obscure games.
Cool.
That we've played in the early 2000s, late 90s, whichever one.
Sounds great. We look forward to it.
Do you have any? Do you have any old video games?
Ooh.
Obscure video games?
You know, I never played too many obscure ones. I was kind of a mainstream video gamer.
Do you even play any, like, Flash games on a website or something?
Ooh. You know, I did like this one motorcycle game on miniclip.com.
Yes.
Trial bikes,
yeah.
I would say that's not too obscure.
But yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about today on the show.
Sounds great. Well, that's coming up soon.
Right. Yep, I'm up on the way.
Word. Have a good day.
See you in a second.
Bye. So that was the next show, All Chat. We didn't end up playing the right song because we didn't know what it was called. But that is the end of our show. I'm going to start playing a song, and then DJ Time Cop will come back and we'll officially say goodbye to you. But before he comes back, haha, goodbye. Oh, he's back. Hey, guys. We're on the air. You just want to... Surprise. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, that was our show for everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us through our slight technical difficulties, although it feels like we apologize for that every week, so get used to it.
Yeah. You should know that by now. tune in next week at our
same time, yeah.
Yeah, 4 to 5.
Hopefully joined by our third DJ. Or maybe Mark will just come for once.
Yeah, hopefully. That'd be nice. I am DJ Time Cop.
I'm Airbud. This is Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo. Ruffalo. Stay tuned for All Chat.
Dosed under the apple tree. My sister saved you. ground we bury, the seeds of a pantry, all the things we carry. Now we're down to our bare feet. May I have this dance?
Grandmother's ring, you've got your daddy's discernment. Girl, you did your thing. Oh, give me one more. One, two, one, two, always on beat. You must have been born with two right feet. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. Said one, two, one, two, always on beat. I know you've been looking for something concrete. You must have been born with two right feet. You must have been born with two right feet. Said, I love you more than your mother, more than you love yourself.
May I have this day?
Hello, hello, hello. What mic are you on? You're on mic 4. All right, we're up and running.
Hello.
First show of the year.
First show.
Get hype. Get hype.
Welcome back.
What, I feel low? I feel low. I think it's just my headphones. No, we're good. Yeah. All right. Welcome to All Chat, the video game talk show. We're back for the second semester of this show. It's our first semester. First show of this semester, though. So, first show of 2018.
Get hype.
Yeah, get hype. And bringing in topics that are pre-made now. We're getting a little bit fancier, becoming an actual podcast.
We're talking about things before the show. We can do that.
We're planning.
Yeah, we realize we could do that.
We're like organizing actual topics, trying to be interesting instead of just coming in and just winging it. It probably will have a better effect on the show's quality. But yeah, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. And it's 5 p.m. on a Friday. It's already the weekend. That's why I like this show. You know, it's just the excitement. It's this is the beginning of the weekend when it becomes afternoon on a Friday.
When it starts to get dark out.
It's starting to get dark out. It's actually getting darker later now. It would be dark by 4.
It would be pretty dark by now, but the sun's still slightly up.
When do we spring forward?
I don't know.
I think it's later. I think it's not until March. But anyway, do you want to talk about what we're doing today?
Today, we're going to be talking about games, obscure games from our past.
Obscure games.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? What does obscure mean?
Just games you might not have heard about, but we've played them since we're...
What does that sound like, games you might not have heard about? It sounds like someone's tagline for someone's show already. I've heard that before.
Oh, you're right. It's like ringing a bell in my head.
Yeah, in YouTube or on... I think it's on YouTube. Someone has that as a tagline for their show.
Oh, it's unbox therapy.
Unbox Therapy.
He does like tech under $50 that you might not have heard about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of, and also like a lot of BuzzFeed / like news articles like to put that as their title, like things X might not have heard about.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, beforehand we planned it and we brought in video games that we remember that we've personally played, but we feel like are very low like profile. Like people probably have never heard of it. It's like, what? That was a real game.
Yeah.
And I feel like most of the time they're very weird or, you know, low budget, so therefore you have like a really weird looking graphically looking game, or you know, things like that. Like mine is really weird, and it's a game for the original Xbox.
Oh, so we're starting right now.
Well, I'm just like you okay. know, teasing mine.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just teasing mine. Mine's from the original Xbox when I got mine. So I got a collection of games my parents just got me. One of them was so weird, and it sticks to my head. Like I saw it, they're remaking it this year. Like okay. they're remaking it, a revival of it, kind of how they've been doing for everything, like Crash Bandicoot and all these things.
Yeah.
This game, as soon as I saw it's the face of the guy on a trailer, I was like, oh my God, why do I know him? Like, why do I like, and I remember that this game was just one of the only three games I had.
Okay.
And yeah. I just played it all the time. But it was before I even knew how to play an RPG or like anything like that.
Oh.
And it was just like it was a story game, and it's just like, what is going on? The graphics are really weird, and definitely it was definitely a rated T game, and I was like
mm-hmm.
13, 12, and I just didn't get it.
Okay.
No, when did I get my first Xbox? No, I got my first Xbox when I was 6. 7.
When you were 6?
Yeah.
What?
I got Halo when I was 7. My first ever.
No.
Yeah. Halo 1 came out in 2001.
Wow.
So that I'm 6 years old when Halo comes out.
That's,
I think a year after that, I get my first Xbox.
That's nuts.
Yeah, you know, I was like, there's no way I was 12 or 13. I would have not been so terrified of this game. I was like 6, 7, yeah.
Okay.
Well, the more you know.
The more you know.
What about yours? What do you
mine
have?
Mine is from the Nintendo 64.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I also, I've thought of some Flash games, but I guess we agreed on
Flash
games. Yeah, we
agreed on not Flash games.
Yeah, but there's one in particular from the Nintendo 64 that me and my brother, we used to rent it at Blockbuster. Shout out to, let's pour one out for Blockbuster, everybody. Yeah, but we used to rent it from Blockbuster, and we used to have so much fun with it, and we just play it nonstop, and whenever we had to return it, it was just like,
that was,
no.
Yeah. When I remember going to Blockbuster, like, my dad's like, want to go to Blockbuster? And me and my brother would be so excited, because we're like, we'll just rent that's when you get to rent a game, and just play it, but not, and then just return it, just play it for fun.
Yeah.
It's like, I've always wanted to try this, and I can just try it out for like $5, you know? Just
exactly.
Nowadays, it's way easier.
Just owning games in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright.
Most of the time you don't even want to try a game. You're like, you either know you're going to get it or you don't. Because you watch so many reviews and gameplay. Yeah.
There's
so.
No, like...
Yeah, there's no mystery to it anymore.
Absolutely like, no mystery.
You can look up everything you need to know about the game. That's what I did with Until Dawn. I don't know if you heard about it. It's like a horror game where you start with 6 characters that go to a log cabin, and like all of them can survive or all of them can die.
Oh.
And your choices in the story like alter.
I've definitely heard whispers about it.
Yeah. And that's that one I watched game, like I saw someone play it through the whole entire game on YouTube. It was like,
I've done
10
that before.
Hours. Yeah. And that was the first time I've ever done that, where I played a game, because it's only on PlayStation. So I couldn't. Oh.
I never played a game that I watched all the way through on YouTube, but I've watched a game all the way through on YouTube, because
okay.
I don't see the point in playing the game once I've seen everything that happens in it.
We all have, for those that have listened to the show before, have heard that you are one to like to watch people video game rather than play.
Yep, that's me.
So yeah, what do you how do you want to start this off?
Let's
I see you looking through PSAs. Do you really want to do a PSA?
No, not right now. I'm going to find a good one.
Well, we can find one for later.
I'm going to put on an act for all of y'all.
I think what we're going to do for one of the upcoming shows is that we'll do a segment on Flash games. And I'm going to reach out to someone who has made a Flash game before.
Really?
And get them to, you know, do a little interview with us so we can ask them questions about what it was like making a Flash game or a popular Flash game.
Was he an OG?
I'm saying I'm going to find one. I'm going to do actual journalistic styles.
Wow, this is too legit.
Yeah. I'm just going to email. I'm sure that they're very, like, you know, they're not like famous people that's like, oh, they're like
dumped in emails. They're probably someone who's just like casual, and I could just email them. And they'll be like, "Oh, cool."
I mean, Eagle Raptor got started on.
Yeah, on what's that? What's that?
Newgrounds.
Website? Newgrounds. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of games have started there. So I feel like if I go there and look for, or not there specific, but look up games that I remember playing. Like, what's one that you comes to mind of Flash games that I should go look up?
Bubble Trouble.
Bubble Trouble.
Yeah.
Or is that like balloons?
No. No? Bubble. That's so sad that you don't even know,
I don't know
Bubble Trouble.
I don't know what Bubble Trouble
is. Where you like control these two guys, and there's like a ball bouncing on the screen, like left to right, and it just bounces back and forth, and you have to break the... You have these guys that you're controlling that can only move horizontally, and they shoot these like arrows up at the ball, and you have to hit the ball, and the ball splits into two smaller balls, and you have to keep hitting the balls without letting the balls hit you, and then until the balls are all gone.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
And the coolest thing about it was that you could do two player.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on the same
keyboard. No, yeah, I remember Flash games that had allowed two player. I was just like, this is brilliant.
It's the best thing
you
ever.
You have someone else like on the keyboard. Like you have like this side of the keyboard, yeah, and then I'll use
WASD
this.
WASD and then the arrow keys.
Yeah, and then the arrow keys. Exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of good Flash games I remember from going into the computer lab, elementary school, and just like, I'm going to look up a Flash game real quick.
Yeah, Mini Clips, Addicting Games, Newgrounds.
Addicting Games is probably one of the best. Sites that I would always go to. I'm sure people that are even older than us have
still
other ones. Yeah.
Addicting Games is still around.
Addicting Games is definitely still around. Yeah. I think I visited it last year because I was curious about it.
Yeah, actually, me too.
Yeah. So, how about, do you want to go first? Should I go first? Which game?
All right, I'll go first.
We're at 5:16. We're a quarter of the way through. We have three quarters left.
Mm-hmm. So I'll do mine first. So
yeah, we'll do yours first.
Let's do this. I'm gonna give you. Did you own a Nintendo 64?
No, okay, Lewis did, and I was always at his house.
So I can't even give you clues to guess this. Like with an Xbox, you can probably give me clues, and I can eventually get to it, right?
I don't think you'll know this game.
All right, well we'll see when it's your turn. Okay, so my game was called Rampage World Tour.
Rampage World Tour.
Yeah, if this
sounds familiar.
If this rings a bell in any listeners' heads right now, please give me a call so I can talk to you about it.
No, it's the one with you can have four players, all are being a big monster that tear down the city. Yeah.
How do you know that?
Everyone knows that game, dude.
No.
But it
no.
is an obscure game. You're right.
Yeah.
Not everyone knows it.
It's not like a. Like,
I meant everyone who's ever like played with a Nintendo 64 or like really. Came close to owning one, like knows that game, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That game was so
we played it at Roxy's. Don't they have it there?
You're lying. No, we didn't. We probably played like Metal Slug or something like that, or the Simpsons game, not Rampage World Tour.
Oh, you know what? It's in the Barcade in Chicago.
Okay.
The Barcade in Chicago, they have.
We're not in Chicago, buddy.
Well, that's where I'm from.
Yeah, but yeah, it was a game where you basically went through different cities around the world as big monster, as kaiju, as the Japanese call them, and just destroyed stuff, like like buildings. And it was a side-scrolling game, and it was just like so much fun because you could have four players in it on the Nintendo 64. Four player games, perfection.
Yeah, that game, oh my god, I remember being really obsessed with that game. Like you just like whenever I go to Lewis' house, there was like an order to which games I wanted to play. Obviously, it was always Mario 64, but it was a single-player game, and it was two of us. So we'd play like Star Fox, or
Star Fox,
Mario Party, or that one, because that one was just like so simple and straightforward.
I hate Mario Party.
Really?
It's the most boring concept for a video game.
It's not boring.
It's a board game?
Yeah.
It's
a virtual board
game.
It's like Jackbox, just like... You know,
no, it's not like Jackbox.
Times.
It's nothing like Jackbox.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Mario Party is the dumbest game, and I hate it.
I feel
it.
Like you've just had some really bad experiences with Mario Party.
No, I just got sick of it after like 15 minutes, and I was just like, why am I still doing this? It's not fun.
It's fun. It's a party game. It's like meant to be like with friends that don't play games a lot, you know? Simple. It's not one that you could play on your own or like even with friends that game. It's like... I don't know. I've seen gameplay of it. Like, I still watch people play it today.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because Achievement Hunter Let's Play plays it from time to time. Because there's two couples, and they play it together as a four. And it's fun watching them play because they get so mad. And they play it at home.
Yeah, I would get so mad.
Yeah. It's a very upsetting... It's kind of like Mario Kart, where, like, you'll be in first place, and you get... Something happens, and you just destroy it all the way down to, like, last place right at the last second.
The only thing I liked about it was the mini games.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the game is the mini games.
Yeah, But then you would get these games where you play the same mini games over and over and over and over again. I'm just like, I don't want to do this anymore. You know?
Well, to get back to Rampage, yeah. Anyway.
Rampage was the game that when my dad would bring us to Blockbuster, we would go for it immediately if we hadn't played it in a couple of weeks. Me and my brother would just be like, Rampage.
Oh, you didn't own it?
No, we never owned it. It was Why like not? Blockbuster. I don't know. I feel like owning games on the Nintendo 64 was like...
I'm trying to picture like walking into a Blockbuster and like picking up those Nintendo 64 cartridges and being like, yeah, let me rent this out.
It came in like VHS
like boxes.
Yeah, cases. Yeah. So
but still, you know, like inside it's just this little cartridge.
Yeah, I know.
That's so retro. Like, you know, like a lot of people, like my brother, haven't played Nintendo 64. Like
were they even
like 3 years before us, before me, were already passing the generation that like owned 64 in their and Nintendo 64 in their vicinity.
Yeah.
Unless they've had a very older sibling.
Yeah, like
a lot of the Tufts campus, like freshmen, might not even like. I'm sure they know of what a Nintendo 64. Maybe they heard about it like later on. We're like, oh, I need to try this out.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
But they didn't grow up with it, you know.
What is it?
What's hardly did.
What's the graduating class right now?
21. 2021.
Okay, so they were born in
2000.
19- No.
No, I lied.
No, 1999.
99.
So they were
next
like,
year is 2000.
Yeah, they were infants when the Nintendo 64 was on its way out.
Yes, Halo 1 debuted like 2 years after their year. Like my brother was born in 99, so I use that as a reference, and okay. But he's a senior in high school.
Yeah,
since he's like 1 year behind because he was born in the summer.
Uh huh.
So that's what I like to think about it because his grade right now is the grade of 2000. Like. After he leaves, there's gonna be no more 90s kids in high school. Like it's gonna move on to the 2000s kid.
Nice. That's so weird. But yeah, Nintendo 64. I had the special edition Pikachu Nintendo 64.
Oh, the yellow one?
No, it was blue and yellow. The top was blue, no, yeah. And there was a Pikachu on it, and Pikachu's cheek was the power button.
Yeah.
And it was red, so it was really cool.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and we had like the one Pikachu limited edition controller, and then the rest were normal controllers. And we would always fight for that one, obviously, because you have to have the coolest controller is the best controller. But Rampage, like, this was the simplest game. With, like, you could do like two things. You could do three things. You could move left and right, jump, and attack.
Yeah,
and that's it. And it was the most addicting gaming experience, especially when you had four people. You just
it
kept
was
going.
Such a simplistic and novel idea. Like, let's just be a monster and you just destroy things.
Yeah.
And like, you I remember you have to like dodge the helicopters because they can hurt you, like, yeah, obviously bosses. When you're that little, you don't even pay. I didn't even pay attention. I just wanted to destroy everything, and like, yeah, you felt invincible. Like,
and like, it was it like got maybe it was an arcade game first, but like I think
it moved from arcade into too. Nintendo.
Yeah, but it's not fun in the arcade. It's not. Because the fun of it is just keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Even you after
just,
you
like,
die.
After you die, you just load it up again. If you own the game, you can just keep playing. But in an arcade, you have to keep putting coins in.
Yeah, and it's just like so aggravating.
Because then you have to try. Because then you have to like actually
It's like It was like
mine.
One of those like mindless adventures that you could go
exactly.
on with your kids. when you were kids.
Because I know there was also those... there'd be sometimes either police coming out of the window,
yeah,
or like a blonde lady.
Well, you have a really good memory.
Yeah, you don't remember?
No.
The blonde lady who come out of the window, and if you can punch the window that she's at, you grab her.
And you get points.
And you get bonus points.
Yeah.
It's kind of like getting a fruit in Pac-Man. When you get it, yeah, you get bonus points. They were like the bonus points.
Wow.
I remember, I forget which one was my favorite character. It wasn't the monkey.
There was a monkey, there was a rat,
there was a big rat.
And then there was the green lizard thing.
Green lizard.
There was another fourth one. That was like a wolf. It was like a wolf.
Yeah, it was like a wolf. Yeah. I think I liked the wolf and the lizard.
I don't even remember what character I liked. I just remember loving the game so much.
Did you hear about the Dwayne The Rock Johnson's new movie called Rampage?
I think that's probably why I subconsciously thought about it.
You think so?
I've heard about that movie.
Yeah. And it literally features a huge, gigantic gorilla.
Yeah. I mean...
Like, it's basically... it's basically King Kong mixed with Rampage, like the game.
Yeah.
With Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I haven't seen the trailer for it, but I just looked up Rampage, and like the first thing that shows up is his movie, not the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's from 1997, so you gotta type Nintendo 64.
You know, slowly but surely gonna add words to it.
Yeah,
but man, so that's the problem I had with this topic is that I couldn't think of obscure games, right? Because you don't remember the games that didn't mean anything, you know, the games that were weird but didn't mean anything. Like, it took me a while to figure out the name of the game I remembered that was weird. No one ever heard about, and no one ever heard about it again. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I remembered it, like, half an hour ago was because I had to Google things. I remember it was, like, weird alien, like, Xbox early. I actually Googled PS2 because I thought it was on the PS2, but I was wrong. I actually had the Xbox version because it was the third installment of a 5-part series.
Jeez.
And I remembered it by its splash art for its cover on the, when I got to the third game, I was like, oh, that's it, because the cover of the game had that, and I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched, the reason we were a little bit late to the show is because I was watching cutscenes from the video game. It was like the YouTube clip master cut. It's like all cutscenes from the video game.
So it's like a movie.
No, it's not.
No, look, but, I mean, like, all the cutscenes
the video, the video, yeah, itself is like a movie. Yeah, basically, yeah. I was watching it, and I was just like, yeah, this is all, like, ringing a bell. And if we listen, I'm going to bring up the video, too, because I want you to hear the voices in the game. It's very, I want to look up if it was,
It's an RPG, huh?
I feel like it's not, it's definitely not rated E for everyone. Like, I don't think it should be. Yeah, it's rated T. It's rated T for teen. The only game my mom would not allow me to get when I had an Xbox was GTA. I think a lot of people's parents were the same.
I know when I went to my friend's house who did have GTA, I was just like, we gotta play GTA, or we just gotta watch him play GTA. Yeah. Because it's like so important.
Yeah, it's a fun thing to do with friends, like together. It's like, what can we do? Yeah. Yeah, this game was rated T for teen. I was definitely like 7-8 years old.
All right, so now we're moving on to yours. I wanna get some hints so I can guess.
Well, before we do that, I kind of want to play a song.
Play a song. All right.
We'll come back, do a PSA, and then we'll switch into my game of choice.
All right.
And then during that, I'm also gonna look up the master cut of the game so I can bring it up, so we can watch a little bit of it. So, yeah, you're listening to All Chat, the video game talk show, for those of you that are just tuning in. This is a talk show, so we don't really play music a lot, but we're about to play a song. What should I play? You know what? I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah, he doesn't like my song suggestions.
Because you don't have a musical library.
I have some.
Some?
You can play any Weezer song, and that'll be my recommendation.
There was a song I was thinking about like 3 days ago. I was like, oh, I need to play this at the show as like a temporary song, or like as a middle point song.
This is something we need to plan, I feel like.
Probably should plan the one song that we
play during this 1 hour.
Yeah. I think I got it. I'm just going to play this one. I don't remember, it was fun, so I'll play it.
All right.
Yeah, this is 91.5 FM WFO in Medford, and we'll be right back after this song.
See you in a bit.
But it wasn't for me. You were up at the front to tap in your feet. I was back at the bar. You had your eyes on the stage. You had an X on your head. You ever wanted?
And we're back.
And we're back.
I hope you enjoyed this. Did you like the song?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's a fun song. I heard it this morning when I woke up. Forgot I left music playing.
All night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I completely forgot. So you want to read a PSA, right?
We can do the PSA now. We could do...
We should do the PSA now. Do you want any type of music playing in the background? Do we just want it quiet?
I'm going to serious and focus on this PSA right now.
Are you going to do a character?
I'm just going to do me.
Serious character.
I'm going to do me.
I'm going to do me. Okay, right. You do you.
All right. So this public service announcement is sponsored by Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Mass Bay. Be a Big Brother, Big Sisters volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother or little sister aged 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. And this is... I'm also a big brother, so...
Oh, really? Did you do it?
That's why...
Is that why you picked it?
That's why I picked this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you and Leanne both were just... did that thing, and I was like, oh, that's how I recognize the title, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Yep. For some reason, for the first 2 years that I heard about Big Sisters and they would be talking about it, I didn't know that there was a Big Brother. I thought it was exclusively just for girls and empowering. I forget. I was confusing it with Strong Women, Strong Girls. But anyway. So you have to try to guess my game because I feel like my game is very... What's the word? Not
underground,
normal.
Hip, obscure...
Not obscure. I mean, it is obscure, obviously, but there's a specific word to the title of this game that's like, it's more than weird. It's like, you know when something's like just off a little bit, like something just like uncanny. It's like just something's up.
Yeah.
That's how I would describe this game. And again, it was during a time that my mind was very susceptible, so it might not be the same.
It's definitely not going to be the same, dude.
I mean, I looked up the video.
It's an Xbox One title. All right. Are you playing me the music right now?
No.
Okay.
You know this song, don't you?
Yeah.
What is it from?
Cuphead.
No. You're actually wrong. I just put this in the background. I like to have background music on the show, and I forgot I'd like to do that. No matter.
What is this from?
Conker's Bad Fur Day. Nintendo 64. Do you remember that game?
I never played that game.
Oh, really? That's a really good game.
But it was disguised as a kid's game when it really wasn't a kid's game.
It was
a
rated M game.
Yeah, so I didn't play rated M games.
Oh, Lewis played that game, and it has so many euphemisms and so much, like, sex-related scenes in it.
I mean, yeah. I've watched, like, clips of it, and I'm just like, oh,
and I was,
wow.
Like, literally five.
it's weird that they disguise it in that kind of package.
Yeah. I mean, at least the ESRB came up with the rating system, like...
By then. But, all right, so my first question in this game of 20 questions was...
Okay, yeah, so that's what we didn't say. We're going to play 20 questions.
Yes.
DJ is going to try to guess my game that I brought to the table today.
All right. Okay. So.
So what do you already know?
It's on the Xbox.
You know it's on the Xbox.
It's an RPG.
It's an RPG.
It's in a series. It's the third in a series of five.
It's the third in a series of five.
And that it's uncanny.
It's weird. Yeah.
Okay. So was it a Japanese game?
No. I'll look that up just to fact check, but right. I'm pretty confident.
Was it a Japanese game? Was it set in a fantasy world?
Yes.
Did the fantasy world involve magic?
Yes.
Was the goal of the game to save the world from a tragedy?
Yes. Most games are.
Or like a evil boss.
Yeah.
Was it a third in a series of five? Were there more than three characters in your party?
No. Not until the third one.
So we're talking about the whole series now?
In the third one, you have one partner, but not three. Like, not more than one, sure.
Well, if I just named a series, then I get the game, right?
Yeah, okay. You don't have to know the specific, like, one I'm talking about.
Did it have a TV show based on it?
No. I really don't think you're gonna get this game, dude.
I'm gonna try.
You're gonna try.
Three out of five. I mean, third. What game had five games and I don't know? What RPG had five games in its series and I don't know about it?
I'm trying to make sure that it qualifies as an RPG.
Did it take place? Did it take place in a virtual reality game?
Be more specific. I don't know what that means, because all games...
No, like, the setting of the game was, like, these characters go into this video game.
No. What's your definition of an RPG?
Like, Final Fantasy.
So it has to be exactly like Final Fantasy?
I mean, that's the most traditional form of RPG. So did it have action combat, or was it just... did it have action combat?
No. Eh.
So it was turn-based. It was turn-based.
No, it wasn't turn-based. It was action combat. Yeah.
It's dot hack.
Wait. No.
Wait, why were you confused?
No, because I was wondering. I was just double checking on something else separate from what you just said.
Okay.
I just looked up the genre of this game.
All right, what's the genre?
And on Wikipedia, it's qualified as a cinematic platformer and not an RPG.
It's a platformer. Okay.
But it doesn't feel like a platformer, but I guess it is. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, so that makes it a little bit harder for me, but I'm going to keep going. Let's do 10 questions. I think 20 is a little much.
All right. And then you can tell me. Yeah. What question are you at?
I'm on 8 right now.
Okay.
Was the main character an animal?
Yes. Not human, yes.
Not human.
You can go to 15 questions because you just got a revelation that it's not.
Was it Kelowna? No.
Is that the name of the game? No.
That's not a series. That's just one game. It was not a human.
Yeah.
And it was a platformer.
Yeah.
What plat? On Xbox.
Yeah. The first game came out on PS2. The second game came out on PS2. A third addition to the series came out on Xbox One. Or, like the first Xbox. So, like, the original game of the series came out as a PlayStation 2 platformer.
I would be so mad if when you tell me it's five... It's Crash Bandicoot?
No.
It's, Spyro.
No.
Oh!
No. It wouldn't... That's... They are very similar.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm looking up the specific... At first, I was on the Wikipedia page for the entire series. Now I'm on the one for the specific game I'm talking about. It still qualifies as a platformer.
It's an animal.
I'm trying to see if I can give you, like, hints onto it. Again, you're trying to think of a game that's weird, but, like, that really, like...
Psycho... No.
No. The reason I brought it is because I really don't believe you've ever played this game, maybe even seen it.
I'm gonna ask my last question, alright? I'm gonna think of a really good question, and then it's gonna happen.
Okay.
Does it have to be a yes or no?
No.
Okay.
You might as well open it up.
Yeah. What was the goal of the main villain?
The goal of the main villain was to... Okay, well then I get into specifics. The goal of the main villain was to capture a species to study slash do mad sciencey stuff too.
I wish I wish the listeners could see my face right now.
Yeah, you feel like you're about to reach an epiphany, but yeah, you're not.
I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tap out on this one.
I tap out.
Yeah.
What is it?
I wish I had a sound bite for a drum roll or something. But it's actually the game. The name of the game is Oddworld.
Oh, I know.
Abe's Odyssey.
I know about Oddworld too.
You know about Oddworld?
Yeah. I didn't know it was a series of five.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
What?
Until I went back to look at it, I was like, oh, I played the third one out of five. And then I went to go look at gameplay for the original one. And the original one was like a 2D, like Mario-esque platform, like side-to-side platformer scroller.
I'm pretty sure I almost said Psychonauts, but I think the creators of Oddworld also made Psychonauts.
Probably. Yeah, I feel like they use probably the same like art feel.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oddworld.
I played specifically. You gotta look at this. We're looking at my laptop screen now. Oddworld, Munch's Odyssey, and this is the cover of the game. Munch's Odyssey is the second character they add to the game, because it's always Abe, this guy back here.
Yeah, that's not an RPG, dude.
No, it's not an RPG.
No, you set me off on the wrong foot.
I caught myself halfway through.
Yeah, but I had already asked like seven questions.
I thought it counted as a role-playing game, but then I forgot that like role-playing games, you have more customization and it's not so linear.
Yeah.
This one was very linear, but it was it was open world,
like a Banjo-Kazooie type.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Which is technically a platformer, I guess.
Yeah.
In 3D space. So yeah, that's my game, and it really creeped me out.
But you still you played it.
I think I played it halfway.
Okay.
I never completed the game.
Banjo-Kazooie used to creep me out.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I was like 5 or 6 when it came out.
Huh.
Yeah, the witch couldn't do with Griselda's laugh.
Yeah, this came out on Xbox November 15th on my birthday, 2001.
And that was just one of the games that came with your Xbox?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever bought a console bundle with the games attached to it, ever. I don't think that was a thing when I was still buying consoles.
That's what my mom got me for my Xbox 360 to get Halo 3.
Yeah.
She bought the Xbox 360 that came with the Halo 3, because that's... Halo was gigantic.
Yeah. I think me and my brother stopped with the consoles, like, pretty early into high school.
Mm.
So...
Yeah, as you know, I didn't get a PC until literally
literally, like, a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago. Exactly.
Actually, exactly.
This computer's a year old.
Yeah. But Oddworld, and you never went back to, you were never curious about the other games in the series?
I was never that interested in this one. This one was just like, you know, there's a game in front of you, you play it, like, especially yeah. when you're a big gamer that's 6 years old.
That's true.
They got you an Xbox, like, I'm playing a game on this.
What were the other games that you got with the Xbox?
Burnout. And me and my brother would just crash vehicles, because there was a game mode where you could just try to get the most points by causing the biggest pileup.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yep. I had on like Burnout Paradise.
No, Burnout Paradise was for 360.
Oh, I had it on something on PS3, I think. And I loved Burnout. Like, it was the best racing game.
Yeah,
like,
it really was.
Because
you could crash your friends like in a race. You can like push them and then they'll do a really cinematic like crash.
Yeah, and then there was, I've never liked racing games except Burnout.
Except Burnout, yeah.
What was it about Burnout that made it so different?
The crashing. Destruction.
That's it?
Yeah. The mechanics were also very easy. It wasn't as... Other racing games are very... they try to mimic
sensitive.
Real life.
Yeah, yeah.
Burnout was very user-friendly.
Huh.
On top of that, I also had Halo 1, and then... there was another one I had, and I forget what it was. I really forget what it was, but... I did have another one. But yeah, so this game's creepy. The animations are very weird.
I mean, I can imagine just from the cover of the box. Like Psychonauts is the same thing. Like the animation and the
Which
world.
Which is Psychonauts?
Look it up. Psychonauts is one of those 3D platformers.
How are you liking this background music, by the way? Isn't it perfect?
It's good, yeah. Just like relaxed talking music. Psychonauts.
No, Psychonauts looks more real because it's a human child.
But the whole premise of it is that you go into the heads, you go into the minds of people.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The storyline is.
Yeah.
This one is literally the art design for this game is just like, what? Here. Now we're going to watch the opening cutscene. We have another 10 minutes until we should start worrying about it. But here, we're going to watch it. And commentate at the same time. So let me turn the music off. It's time to get serious. And listeners, I'm sorry you can't watch it, but you can listen, and you'll get the same exact feel.
This is a 27-minute video, John.
We're watching the first the introduction cutscene.
Oh, they're swimming. What the heck are those guys? What? Mermaids?
But that was all before there was any webs.
No.
This is the main character explaining how he's the last of his kind.
Oh my god.
Now? I can't find anybody.
Do you hear that voice?
Like, that's his voice throughout the entire game.
My name is Mutch.
Oh.
And I've been singing for him ever since.
No, I don't like it.
This is the opening scene to the game.
Oh, and
nobody sings back.
He's trying to find his buddies.
Yeah, exactly. And that's like the premise. We're just going to watch this opening cutscene with him, and then we'll stop. But all the facial expressions, it clearly is, you know, a 2001 like animation job. But
I found somebody.
Why is he making those weird noises if he can talk to us? Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't step on the bear trap. It's right in front of you. Oh, oh God, that is...
Imagine being 6 years old.
That makes me so uncomfortable. What?
I can't tell what kind of accent that is. Like,
I was about to find out.
How do they think,
Southern?
How do they come upon this like voice actor's like variation of this voice?
And this time, I remember this scene always creeping me out because you have the beeping of the bear trap in the background, and then it's just like something's hunting you, and I was just very uncomfortable.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty good cinematic for early on.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it is so creepy.
He starts just like making noises, and it's weird.
There's like searchlights looking for this little mer person and stuck in the forest in a bear trap right now. Oh, there you go. They found them. And the UFO is coming to get them. Big floating head. Oh, wow.
So, yeah, and then it goes back to A, but it's like literally. Because then you have like the main villain is these aliens who are like, look like this.
I hate that.
And have
so
that kind
much.
Of voice.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, there were a lot of games like that on like platforms for where a lot of kids had access to when we were our age, and they were really creepy. Even like I used to be such a scaredy cat, a fearful child, that Mario 64
what about Mario 64? It scared you?
Yeah, the noises, the boo noises.
I mean, you know, a lot of that is fair to say because, like, right now we have, like, years of gaming experience behind us, so, like, things won't scare us as bad, like...
Yeah, everything was new then also.
Yeah, everything was new in terms of video gaming. Like, you know, the first time they ever had a movie, those were scary to people. Like, movies were scary. Like, going in and just seeing any type of, like, thing that would happen that's not precedented, it's like, oh my god, like... This movie is a spawn of Satan, like, get it away.
Do you have a game that you played recently that was pretty obscure?
What do you mean recently?
Like within the past like 2-3 years.
I probably have to be related to
something on Steam. Endless Space 2. That was mine.
I haven't played
it.
Me
and Hite played it on a free weekend. It's like you know like have you ever played Mass Effect?
Yeah.
So you know how in Mass Effect there's planets and you can see the resources on them?
Yeah.
So basically Endless Space 2 takes that concept and creates a civilization game.
Doesn't Sophia Wombo play that? What has he been playing a lot recently?
Rimworld.
Is that what that is?
Hite plays Rimworld.
When he's in the spaceship, like going around?
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, like you're in space. Like you literally you're creating space colonies.
Oh, maybe has he been playing on the space too? I don't know, but
right now he's playing RimWorld.
Yeah, I know he plays RimWorld a lot.
Yeah, this is not what I'm talking about. RimWorld. This one I'm talking about is like, it's very like specific. Plays it here for a second. Tundrafall? No. But yeah, I would say Unravel, but Unravel isn't an obscure game because it debuted at E3 back when freshman year. What's it about?
I've heard of Unravel.
It's about a little mannequin doll who's red. It's like a small arcade game that you can get on Xbox for like $20, and it's like a storyline. It's beautiful art design. And a really simple story, and it's like a puzzle side scroller mm-hmm. game. It's a really good game. I have it on my Xbox. Beautiful game. I'm trying to look up the game that I'm trying to think of. There it is. X3 Albion Prelude.
XCOM. Yeah.
That one is what I'm talking about, where it's like a vast world and it's like very complicated.
I really like games like that.
Really?
Yeah, but
I couldn't.
Nobody has the patience for them.
No.
It's so annoying.
Except some people.
You know, honestly,
it's kind of like D&D, where like it's a very specific mindset of people.
Maybe on my flight to Korea, I'll play a game like that. It's 13 hours, so I have 13 hours to kill, you know?
You're not going
to
do that for 13 hours. The thing is, you have the time, but you're not going to have the interest to keep it.
When I first got Civ 5, John, I started playing it. I downloaded at 9 p.m., and I finished at 4 a.m.
Jesus. Yeah. That's a long time.
I sat in my living room with my laptop on my stomach, just being like, all right, next turn I'll go to bed. Next turn I'll go to bed.
The longest I've ever no-lifed a game is Red Dead Redemption. The first time I got it, I played it from 9 p.m. until like 4 or 5 a.m. nonstop.
Yeah, that was me with Uncharted 3. I beat it in one sitting. Like, it's addicting.
Jesus.
Those movie-like games, especially.
And then they postponed Red Dead Redemption until October. Redemption 2.
Hopefully they're going to make a good game.
So good. You play the first one? Dude,
John. So, what should we talk about next week? Let's talk about this now.
Well, next week, I don't know. I want to start doing shows that obviously are a little bit more serious and more like, you know, we actually put effort into them. Like, for example, emailing, trying to reach out to someone who's a Flash game developer, whether one that's famous or just in general had one on addictinggames.com. And like, you know, I remember in a podcast I listened to, they came across, it was the topic of the show was something related to that, and they actually interviewed this guy whose Flash game got huge, and he was just some, he's not a huge computer
Flappy Bird?
No, not Flappy Bird. No, it was another really weird obscure one about like, I can't even tell you, it was very, very obscure. But he was just like, he was into like finance, like he was a banker, but he just like, when he was like in high school, like programmed this quick Flash game and just like it became huge.
Nice.
So it's just like that kind of thing where I kind of want to go into the corners of video game culture.
I think this little segment that we did on Guess That Game.
Yeah, I was thinking Guess That Game.
Yeah.
Or what was the one? I was thinking about it on the way home when I was thinking about, I wanted to call it something. Guess That Game is good. Didn't think of that. I was also trying, what was it? It was something to do with like, have you played this, like as the title of it, uh-huh. or, like a question, like that's a game or like you've played that or like, that's a game.
That's a game.
Like, but it's all about inflection.
Yeah.
I think it should be a common,
we should start off.
A segment.
Yeah.
Like, a segment we like to call. Video games you never might not have heard about.
And then I think we should
Yeah, and then, the other thing is that having guests, like having more people than just us two, I think would really help.
I mean,
out.
I advertise it to my friends who are listening because of social media, or specifically Instagram. Please feel free to call in.
Yeah, and we also have anyone listening right now who you know has any experience with video games. We urge you to call because
we're begging.
I wouldn't say begging.
Begging.
We're not desperate for people to come on. We can talk to each other all day, but we want people to participate, and then more people will be able to
participate. Don't put words in my mouth. All right.
Well, we have 3 minutes left on the show. You're listening to 91.5. Actually, no, you do it. I intro'd us. How about you exit?
This is All Chat, and you are...
You gotta finish that. It's not just called All Chat.
This is All Chat.
The video game talk show.
Come
on, man.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
There you go. You did it. Yeah. I'm your host, Mr. Gracias.
And I'm DJ Heejay.
DJ Heejay. We're both Tufts students. I'm a senior, so this is... But I have one more semester, so you're going to be seeing me all this year on this talk show. I'm going to keep it. Make sure to keep it at the same time.
I'm out of here in May.
And then you're a graduate student on his last semester. So, yeah. You can catch us here every Friday at 5 p.m. And this is the first show. This is the inaugural show of the year, you know? Starting off strong. I got to make sure. We have to get Woody in here. So we need.
He's never going to make it after work.
No?
No, he's never gonna.
Damn. Well, you know, I think if we bring more content that is pre-worked on before here, then I think we're good.
Yep.
We'll see you guys next week. It was fun having anyone who was listening and could, you know, keep up with what we're talking about. Because again, we were talking about obscure games, so that might, you know, put us in a niche that a lot of people can't follow.
But it's a niche that we love.
And I think it's a niche that's interesting to those that even don't listen to video games, you know?
Yeah.
That's what we try to do here, is that we're trying to keep it open so that anyone can really tune in as long as they want to.
Well, yeah.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have an amazing weekend.
It's going to be warm tomorrow.
Wait,
so
really?
Make sure you get outside.
No, not YouTube ads. Let's just close that.
Right. Yeah, make sure you guys get outside tomorrow. It's going to get up to